Thank you.
And he says it.
Yes, he says it.
He says, please learn, understand. And then, like you say, go out and represent your people. Let's form our own parties. Let's form our own agendas. That's like the basis of his black economic nationalism. I won't go too deep, but, you know, he talks about we need to be independent. We need to have folks representing us, and we need to be a part of, we need a seat at the table.
That's it.
Right.
And, you know, like, and I tell people, somebody was asking me, like, you know, what is my goal, like, behind these things or why I want to push, like, the political agenda on the community. And and I'll tell you guys, like, for me, what I really, really want is just us to not be reacting. That's it. I just want us to be strategic, like planning ahead. I want us to go into an election knowing an election is coming, and confidently being able to sit as a collective, know that we're voting, like, because we know what we're doing, not just because, like you said, because, well, my mom said I should vote for this. But that's so wild, like, you know, and understanding the amount of power that yields, like, we really should be taking it more seriously. So, like, I'm really urging the community to just take it more serious. And I don't expect it to be an overnight process, but I think if we really start pushing for more inclusion, getting more involved, and taking that more proactive approach, it'll influence our next generation more. It'll be cooler for them to get involved. And even if the schools aren't teaching it, through groups like Demos Gratos and, like, through the OFC and different things like that, we can help to push to make sure that if the schools aren't doing it, then within our homeschooling groups, we're doing it. Within our community organizations, we're doing it. Within, like, just as parents, we have the resources to do it ourselves at home. Like, you know, like, like, I want us to be able to do everything in our power to make sure that our next generation is coming up equipped. So that's why.
And also, honestly, I'll tell you, it really starts with education. Because once people's eyes open up and they get it, it's like you know, once you know how to play poker, you'll just love it. Or once you learn how to kick a ball or shoot a basketball, you'll be automatically drawn to it. It's the same thing with politics. The thing I think with politics is it's so foreign. Like, that's one of the things that I thought was so intriguing. And that was one of my goals when I went into political science to do my degree. I was like, no, I want to be able to sit at the table with these folks and freaking speak the language. I want to have a conversation with politicians, with news broadcasters, with people who seem to have such an important status in society. I want to be able to understand. And when we get our youth to understand, when we open our community's eyes to what politics is and how it is a foundation to even how we make money, people will be drawn. People will be drawn. People will naturally want to mobilize. People will naturally. It's like once the community understood that the power of nonprofits. We have a lot of nonprofits, even just locally here in Montreal, that's serving the black community.
Yeah.
Right. At one point, it was like, oh, wow, okay, this is, it's that simple. You just kind of register and have a mandate and get a board. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Same thing with politics. And then we won't have to worry so much about navigating our community into a certain direction. They will naturally find their course.
That's it. And you said, you just hit one thing that I have to remind our community on before we let you close up, is our power as a people. Because I feel that we underestimate the power that we have as a community. Because, you know, they say all the time, we don't go out and vote, et cetera, but we really need to acknowledge, as a melanated community, the influence we have. One is, like, our sheer numbers and influence. Like, we always, like, if we think something is cool, we have the power of influence. We have that power to say that this is cool. If we think something's whack, then we could basically make it whack. Like, and we could crush things. We've done it before. Yeah. Like, it's in or it's not. And we underestimate that power. Plus, our dollar. Yeah. We know this all the time, but, like, guys, we know that if we collectively decide that we're going to invest in something, it blows up. If we decide that we will stop spending something, it dries up and dies. So it's just like, those are subtle little things, but it's just to realize our collective power, you know? So as you just said, I just want to remind the community of the collective power. So if we know we have the power to influence on that on a scale where we could shut down industries, we have enough power to invest and make things happen. Just trust and believe, when we start to invest our influence and our power into politics, we're gonna change the game completely.
Because that's what smaller communities, like the Jewish community in Canada, right? They're not a big, because a lot of people allude to the fact that, well, there's only 3 million Canadians, black Canadians. So what kind of influence could we have in a political party? Well, you don't have to be 32 million people to make a difference.
Right.
But exactly. Through our purchasing power, through, you know, backing political parties, this is a game. Mm. Watch Game of House of Cards. That's real life.
Yeah, that's
this
it.
Is real.
That's
and
how
look,
it is.
The rich are the people who fund political parties and who get things in exchange, and they represent 2%.
Thank
so
you.
We can do it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Tanisha. So how do people reach you? How do they follow up with you? How do they get in contact?
Sorry
about that. Yeah. I got hyped.
And with that, you mentioned about mobilizing the vote. Can you talk to us a bit about what's coming up in terms of where our vote is important? Because, I mean, we alluded to the municipal vote that's coming in November 7th, but can you talk about that? And then please do let the people know where they can find you.
Yes, so we're anticipating an election in November for the Montreal area, so the municipality of Montreal. And there's talk of there also potentially being a federal election, because right now the Liberal Party is a minority party, which means they have less than half of the House of Commons as Liberal MPs. And so often what a minority government will do is when their support is high, they will call an election to attempt to get the majority. Okay. Because if you don't have the majority in the House of Commons, you cannot pass a law. You cannot pass a bill and make it law. It gets very difficult. You have to go to other parties and say, hey, you're going to vote with me because I need 50% plus one. Mm. So we might see a federal election. In terms of what you can do to prepare for these upcoming elections, I can really only keep saying, learn, educate yourself. Because I could tell you, as the Black community, we ought to look for what the political parties will say in regards to, I don't know, whatever, the police, funding of the police, because that's a partly a municipal matter. Mm-hmm. But really, it's what impacts you as a person, what you feel passionate about. And to understand that, you need to understand what the municipal government can control in your life. Because someone might say, oh, I'm passionate about immigration. I really want to make a change. So what do I look for in the municipal election? Well, that's the wrong election.
Right.
Okay.
Because your city councilor and your mayor do not oversee immigration.
Okay.
You know, so I think all I can keep pushing is get educated. Google. What is the power of the municipal government in Canada, or Montreal government, or different parties in Montreal? What do the different parties want to do in Montreal? Google these things. Okay. Reach out to myself. Reach out to Pharaoh. If you were like, hey, I want to learn more about what I can be anticipating for the municipal election, reach out. But I will tell you, when the campaign starts, that's where the information will be really accessible.
Right. Tanisha, thank you so much. You want to let the people know how they can find you on your socials and such?
Yes, so you can definitely find us on Facebook and Instagram at demoskratos_CA. And you can email us at info@demoskratos.ca. demoskratos.ca. That was a mouthful.
I was like, you rapping on here.
Yeah. But we did share it on our page. We shared the links on our page as well. So for those who follow us on the Empower Hour, you'll be able to get the links there as well.
And you know what? Simply just reach out to the OFC.
You know it.
We're very involved with the OFC. Mm-hmm. We love the OFC. You can reach us through the OFC as well.
Definitely. So we will bridge. Tanisha, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the community, what you've already done, and what you're going to continue to do for us.
Well, thank you all. And just squeeze this in. We're always looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to teach, if you are passionate about teaching, come to us. Don't worry. We'll prep you. We'll give you the tools you need to be able to spread the knowledge. So we're always looking for volunteers. We're always, always looking for volunteers. And thank you all for providing our community with a platform to get our message out. Because without these kind of platforms and this radio show, how would we be able to communicate?
Thank you.
How would we be able to get this out? So thank
that's
you.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you, sister. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well. You all. Bye.
Ciao. So no further ado, we're up with our DJ Bobby Payne.
DJ Bobby Payne. Don't know why I'm gonna sing it. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the Empower Hour. But don't know, man. You're gonna keep up the same energy right now. I hope everybody's gonna win. 2021, man. Here we come, man. You're done, man. Blessings.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah. Get out the way, get the up out my way, yeah.
Yeah!
Trip up daily just so they can see. Whoa, turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Been over, then I murder. Pop gunner if you want your burger. Oh, baby, you be lying in your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really keep bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. Yeah, me, you can keep the comparison. My probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. Dispatch, got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, magic.
This is DJ Bobby
Payne. I been keeping it fast. It could be really out here doing them nasty. Couldn't even see me in last year. Just started and I'm been asking. I ain't even tried to and I passed. I'm giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them caps. Stand alone, not your regular rapper. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Matter of fact, none of you guys can flash me.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah!
I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I got skits and paper like blue sweet. Bitch, I'm buy my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallowed all my kids in a two-seat.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah! Everybody!
Whoa, bitch, on my side of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sweet. Bitch, I'm buy my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back to your groupie. She just swallowed all my kids in a two-seat.
Swag
out, so maybe we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing up, back out. I'm back in bullshit, swim back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless, and my shooters, they hit it. I'm gonna take it in ruthless. Then it's adios. If I'm with your trees, then she give it throw. When I see police, then we get it. That's another piece, that's another zone. I see the VVs, now she down to get treated. I got all this water on me like Fiji. Bitch, I'm posted up with hats and squeegees. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Whooped it, bitch, I'm outside, it's a movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sweet. Bitch, I'm buy my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallow all my kids in a two-seat.
How much weight get pressed in a COV just milking them beans? We know about beaters, custom doubt. Me, I had the wildest range. Silences get invested in. Neeks wanna take my spirit, but fail get dealt with fire and lightning. Spin on me in a passenger. Savage, burn up the messenger. Friend of a knock, then I'm onto you. Burn up the informer. In a passenger, savage, burn up the messenger. Friend of an up, then I'm onto you. Burn up the informer.
Spin ting on me in this driver's seat. Don't need a boost, I can drive in peace. Where I'm from, need a whack to survive these streets. Shit gets intense, yeah! It's kind of skiing. 28 bits on this corner of light. Weigh them 1-2 cats calling me tight. 18 in your life, what man saw in the night. Can tell them I'm back, can tell them
We in the building, we in the party. We in the We getting money, we getting cards. And we getting
I got the hookah, who got the bottles, who got the ah-ah-ah. Got a new bitch, got a new body, got a new ah-ah-ah. Ah-ah-ah, he got that hood stroke. Yeah, but ah-ah-ah, he got that good throat. And ah-ah-ah, he paid that car note. But ah-ah-ah, do ah-ah-ah, he can't stay hard though. Y'all know in my...
Look, you don't know what you started. I'm gonna get retarded. I got the drug and kiss from the phone. The D.O.D. don't know where it started. Yeah. When I never to chill, fuck off the pill, go in the store, shop in Dior, come to my crib, take all my shirts, pop on my pants, sleep in my drawers, you talking too much, baby, pull up before, we both bust a nut, now leave me alone, man, we in Miami, we stay at the Mondrian, we pull up to live in the colony, rockin' rock to the party, the after parties, after party, then party again, 100 bitches, hardly any man, in my room, it's where the party begin, and take it back to Bora Bora, it's time to catch a 10, look, it's a few of my niggas that sit there stuck up in the jam, it's a few of my niggas, yeah, I can show you how to fly, but I can't be a man.
Yeah! We gon' pull up and park shit. Spin to the block when it's crunch time. Boy got hit in his face. 10 in the morning, wait for lunch. That's another. Everything I rap, this what I'm living, so I ain't gotta call it a punchline.
No cap.
Who's telling me to fall back? But I'm still on the corporate front line. If a nigga say,
yeah, you know I get shot.
I'm a gorilla, they tone that glizzy. You know me, I keep me a Glock. Woo.
Glizzy.
Fuck all them niggas if they from Garvey, cause all them niggas is oxy.
Yeah.
Please stop mentioning dead niggas. That y'all niggas did not nix again. I just call me a four and a leader.
Lead.
Got a daughter of the block, I named Keisha.
Keisha.
And she tell me she love me every time she fuck me, but be up and know she a Trisha.
Trisha.
Dior, cause that's what I do for the cleanup. I'm saying they spice and twirling.
Spice.
But them niggas be we forget me this.
Broke easy.
It can get difficult.
Difficult.
You know I'm not with the foolery.
I ain't.
Couple niggas did they wound, running to them, then I'm removing their jewelry.
Give me that.
Super tight.
I'm
I think
back.
It's the wound, me.
Whoa.
I be running up the bag now.
Back now.
I was just running from truancy.
Running from truancy.
Nigga, happen when you ain't popping every night.
Whoa.
Amazing, her booty shot crazy. She say all the gym folks, so she been feeling lazy. She been late night snacking, but shawty still my baby. Several watches later, I still rockin' home. I'm praying for the bed, I'm praying for my homie. I sleep by a scale and everybody know it. I hate it when a pretty girl starts snoring. Thinking in the mirror like you a lucky man. How you gon' forget you spent $100,000? Life must be good, it must be great and fuck. I'm from where another cost you $80. Mask on in the club, I make him break it up. He came outside, he thought mosquitoes ate him up. This if I ate town, make him take a bow. Come up with you, but you used to date a clown. Yeah, I want my cake and wanna eat it too. Spend it too. I get what you get just for an interlude. I might cop a yacht just to post a pic. Sleep or spin your block till he get motion sick. Nigga cocaine with my co-defendant. I had that pussy pissing once I hit that kidney. She been quarantined and let's shout it deep. She been quarantined and let's shout it deep. She been quarantined and let's shout it hips wide. Come on right, come on right, come on right, come
on right. That's right. This is DJ Bobby Payne. To everybody, man. Hope you guys just success and enough blessings, man. This is the second half of Empower Hour. Blessings, man. See you prosperous in the new year.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd, 2021. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo May 17th to 23rd. Details and tickets for the 37th FIMAV at www.fimav.qc.ca. That's www.fimav.qc.ca.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. Mics. As you guys just heard, that is the, now we're at the OFC Community Updates. Again, for those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English-speaking Melanated community, and just generally bringing you that Black excellence. So, this is the OFC Community Updates, where we just like to make sure you guys know Wagwan in the community. First, let me get my background music on. Is it on? Microphone check. All right. Take that off. There we go, baby. Oh. There we go. Okay, yo. So, I have an awesome guest with us this morning. It's my homeboy from way back. But beyond that, he's been doing awesome, awesome things in the community. Mr. Rodney Ramsey, are you on with us?
Yeah, boy, I'm here, man. Thanks for having me, dude.
Yeah, boy. Okay, let's stop with the shenanigans. So you guys know, so I feel like you have so many accolades because I've seen you on so many things. I've seen you Tim Hortons ads. I've seen you doing at the Comedy Nest. I see you have a tour that goes I don't know now how the tour runs with COVID and everything, but I know you had the Underground Railroad that was just crushing. With no further ado, everybody, this is the one and only Rodney Ramsey. Yeah!
Hey!
Hey.
Oh, stop. Actually, keep going. Yeah. So early in the morning, it's nice.
So, yes, Brother Rodney. So, thank you. Welcome to the Empower Hour. Thank you for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. So, before we dive into this event, if you just want to, I did give a couple of accolades, but just let the people know who we're talking to and just what you mean to our community here.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I'm Montreal born and bred. I started my career here, honestly, almost 20 years ago. You know, I moved to Toronto for a couple years to see what was up, you know, and I realized that if I left, I'd be like one of the last, I think I might be the last English-speaking veteran comedian that's Black in this whole goddamn province. I was like, you know what, man, I'm not moving to the States, I'm staying in this country, someone's got a rep. So that's what I've been really trying to do, you know what I mean, let people know, keeping Montreal on the map, letting people in Toronto know that, yo, we're hype, you know, and like really trying to big up comedians of color. Like, I mean, you know, one of the reasons you mentioned the Underground Comedy Railroad, the reason I started that whole tour, it's going to be 10 years running next year. Only Black comedy tour across the country still in this country, just to let you know. The only reason I started that is like 10 years ago, I was working with two great comedians, Arthur Simeon and Patrick Hay. And I was hosting, Arthur was headlining, I think Patrick was middling, and I was like, oh my God, I've been doing this for like 10 years, and this is the first time I've been on a show with only Black people.
Wow.
I was like, this has to change. Yeah, it's crazy. And you still don't see that very often, you know? Yeah. So, being from Montreal, being from Canada, you gotta hustle hard, but especially being an English-speaking Black person from Montreal, the hustle has got to be, you know, as strong as you could, like Jedi strength, you know what I mean?
You
gotta be like on point, no mistakes, you know what I mean? No mistakes at all. And then, so we're used to, just like Black entertainers, I think, in this country are just used to like grinding it out. I remember back in the day when I was young, my dad always used to tell me, you know, you gotta work twice as hard as everybody else, you know?
That's true.
That was the case. And then the pandemic hit, and it was a weird thing, you know, because, a lot of people in this country, you know, they're used to having things given to them. You know what I mean? Like, they're used to, like, you know, doing their thing, getting on stage, and then someone walking up to them being like, you're great. You know what I mean? You kind of look like us. get on here. Here's some money. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, yo, me and my partner, Daniel Woodrow, and a lot of people out there, a lot of black entertainers could tell you this. We don't get that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we just, yo, the opportunities and like, whatever, man. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not saying that I'm the best in the world, but my skill level is high, and I've done a lot. And still, you know, we haven't gotten sponsorships for like the only black comedy club. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. excuse me, the only black comedy tour in the country. We haven't been shown a lot of love by the industry, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, we're used to grinding. So when the pandemic hit and nobody was offering the work, we were like, well, you know, this is just like yesterday. You know what yeah. I mean? It's like every other day.
yeah.
And I mean, like, yo, if no one's going to give us the work, then we're gonna make the work. And then, like, yo, we were like, we you know, we were going around telling dude, we went to almost every comedy club owner in the country saying, like, yo, man, there's a huge opportunity here. This is a Netflix blockbuster moment when we can turn comedy into something. We can evolve comedy and turn it into something different.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, like, yo, man, like, people are greedy. And you know what, man? Like, I don't want to break it down, put it down to race, but just like every other time, yo, it was very hard for the industry to recognize us as legitimate businessmen.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know what? Forget it, man. We're going to do this ourselves. And like, you know, January, we did a few pilots. I know you came to a couple of shows where we're grinding it out.
Yep.
All these little, these trolls, these young white kids trying to stop us.
We got bombed by the race.
Yo,
the
bombs, guys. That could happen to a lot of black people. Sorry for cursing. And like, yo, but you know, and it made us stronger. So we kept doing that show so that to make us strong. And then, mm-hmm. and like, yo, man, I mean, we've been doing, dude, I can't even, I've produced more shows this year than I think I ever have in my life. And like, we did the shows, the stand-up shows turned into more. And then we were like, you know what? We're a comedy club, man. That's a true virtual comedy club. And now, man, we book everybody. We don't exclude anybody, but we make sure that everybody gets a piece, man. Like, the Americans can't come here anymore. You know what I mean? Like, the comedy clubs don't get to pick and choose who is worthy anymore.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're spreading love. Yo, you got it. Our clients aren't the audience. Our clients are the comics.
I love
so,
it.
So, yo, you come here, you we're giving them access to their online numbers, right? Where usually if you want to get paid online, you'd have to go viral for like 2-3 million people and you get paid like, what, $100?
Exactly.
Yo,
yeah.
With us, yo, you have freaking 2,000 followers, man, and you're willing to grind it out, come to us. You bring your followers to us, you're gonna get a piece of the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see all your hard work paid off, and we're gonna pay you what the comedy clubs do not. You know what I mean? And
right.
We're gonna do that during a pandemic where you can't get it done anywhere else. So that's what we're all about right now. The Unknown Comedy Club. I think it might be the first black-owned comedy club ever in this country. You know what I mean? Which is another mind-blowing thing.
Bro,
you know
I know,
mean?
I love it. I love it. No, and the thing is, yeah. And I have to give you props for pivoting and for creating opportunity, because that's really, and that's why I thought it was huge to be able to have you on here, just to, again, to let the community know what you're doing, and just so for other comedians who are listening who weren't aware, that's now they know you guys exist and they could get in contact with you, and just for the general public. So now you have a show coming up, so I wanna make sure we could plug the show so people could join and see what it's like. So if we talk about that, all right. So that's it's May 2nd. Oh, I just shared and I lost it.
Yeah, man, big show this Sunday. We got again, like, so we decided we were going to extend because we used to only do the Underground Comedy Railroad during February, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
big time. It's
typical.
It's Christmas for a black comic. You know what I mean? We get booked like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, you know what, man? Forget it. Let's extend this, man, because there's a lot of people out there who need the opportunities. Who, again, don't get it. We've established a name here, so let's do it. And we're not just doing black people now, we're doing mm-hmm. all kinds of people of color, you know what I mean? We got a I Heart Asian show coming up at the end of the month. You know what I mean? Because
I
they need love too, you know what I mean? And this Sunday we got Sterling Scott. This guy, he's one of the biggest acts in the country, not just a black guy, just super talented, mm-hmm. man. People gotta know this guy. If he was American, he'd be famous already. Jokes, man, this guy's so funny. He just finished doing a roast battle. This guy tours all over North America, and we got him doing his new 45-minute set. All this stuff is unheard. It's going to be so dope, man. And again, like, the great thing about what we do too is we're equitable, man. We know how bad people have it right now. Mental health is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We do not set a price on our tickets. It's by donation. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got seats for everybody. So if you need a laugh, man, you can just go to either the unknowncomedyclub.com, or you can just go to our Facebook page, Unknown Comedy, on Facebook. And like, man, yo, pay what you can, pay what you can donate, and please come out, man. These shows are pro.
Yo, I'm definitely, I'm attesting to that. I did watch a show with Sterling Scott a couple of weeks ago. It was exceptional. I'm encouraging the community. We shared it on our page as well within the OFC group, and we'll put it on the Empower Hour page. You guys, it's a donation, whatever you could afford. It's awesome. You could watch comedy from the comfort of your own home. You really, like, yeah, 100%, Rodney. I'm so proud of what you're doing, and it's our pleasure to stand behind and continue to push, to promote what you're doing, and just to encourage the community just to continue to support, my brother.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate this, man.
It's my pleasure, and again, thanks for being on with us, and just continue to do the awesome work, bro. And I will see you on Sunday for show.
Damn right, see all you on Sunday, man. Peace out. Have a good day. Stay safe.
Peace. Yes.
All right. So I think we should go ahead and carry on to some world news.
Yeah, definitely. Just reminding everybody, just quick, we have all the other events are posted on the OFClink.com. Just go to the events and you'll see everything we have listed there in terms of events. All right. So go through next world news.
Next up, Thierry Linderheit. How's everybody doing? I'm late again. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Sorry to be late, but hey, I have good news for you. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but there's been $1 billion in the new federal budget that's been announced. The federal budget is basically the time where federal politicians, notably the Liberal Party right now, who's in power, announces how and why you should vote for them. So evidently, they need the black vote. They're about to go in election potentially this year. And they announced close to a billy coming our way. First up, we have, some of you might have heard, on September 9th, 2020, they announced the $221 million Black Entrepreneurial Fund. They just boosted that this year. It's going to receive $51.7 million more over 4 years. And what this means, it's going towards the ecosystem fund. So, for example, the OFC, if they applied, if you have a relationship with the OFC, you're a black entrepreneur, then you'll be having more mentorship, more resources, and more things to make your business thrive, right? Second thing, this is a big one, actually, and I want to take the time to discuss this one. They started a Black Endowment Fund. This is historical, right? So they proposed to put $200 million in the 2021-2022 going towards employment and social development, Canada, to establish a new black-led philanthropic endowment fund. For those of you who don't know what a black endowment fund looks like, well, that's normal because there's none. There's none. They don't exist. All right. Okay. But to give you an idea, the biggest endowment fund, and the word endowment literally means prosperity, it means longevity, is actually Harvard University. And I'm going to round the table here. Kaya, what do you think is the endowment fund for Harvard University? Give me a number.
I would say maybe somewhere around, for us?
No, not for us, just in general, the Harvard University.
Harvard University. I'd say $1 billion.
I'd say $1 billion
for them.
A billion? Yeah. All right.
Maybe about $3 billion.
Three? Farrell? I was cheating.
See, I would have went under. I would have said a half a billion, like half 500 million.
500 million?
Yo, don't even ask me, because I was like, I don't know, like 12.1 million. Like, ooh, I'm completely off, apparently.
So Harvard has the biggest endowment fund in the world, and it's actually $40 billion.
No, he didn't say 40.
So, billion.
40 wow. billion. Man, that is what, know, yeah. Like. And the biggest endowment funds in the U.S. and actually in the world are all universities. So Yale, Princeton, all have endowment funds that are insanely ridiculous. And what this is ultimately the private sector and public sector donating money to these schools, which they think are equitable, and these schools then turn around, give scholarships, participate in XYZ. So this is going to be a $200 million endowment fund. And this came after a group of community organizers, as well as ourselves, at FACE, Federation of African Canadian Economics, but more importantly, the Foundation for Black Communities and Carleton University came out with a study last December. Now listen to this. For every $100 grants given in Canada, for every $100 grants, only 30 cents go to black-led organization. Not even a dollar. So that's not even 1%. Wait. Black people in Canada get 0.3% for every $100. Now we wonder why we are where we are at. Mm. And let me put this into context. That means that if there's a Chinese nonprofit, if there's a Jewish nonprofit, if there's an indigenous nonprofit, all of these nonprofits get on average 40 to 60% of all funding. Then there's women-led, right? These women-led funds, which are mainly white women-led mm-hmm. funds. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, what this says is that out of the $100 of money that goes to nonprofit grants, over 90% goes to white people.
Wow.
Hmm. Literally. Black people get like 30 that. Cents, all right? I know, right? So the federal government came out and said, nah, we need to do something about this. $200 million. This is one is a huge one. There's a youth diversion program, which is aimed at fighting the justice system, the current justice racist bigoted system. Youth diversion system is going to propose $216 million over 5 years, plus a $43.3 million ongoing for youth justice services funding program to increase the funding for the province and territories in support the diversion program and to help reduce the overrepresentation of indigenous people, black Canadian, and other racialized groups in the youth system. The last one I want to touch on, but not this one, I was shocked. Even I was like, golly. Yeah. The last one is, ladies and gentlemen, by far the biggest one. There's a social finance fund. And I got to give my hats off to JT. I call him JT. It's not Justin Timberlake. It's Justin Trudeau.
We know who you're talking about.
I got to give my hats off to JT. The government is proposing to launch plan disbursement of $755 million. I'll repeat, $755 million for a social finance fund and deployed to $221 million more over its first 2 years. It's estimated that the social finance fund could attract up to $1.5 billion in the private sector capital to support the development of social finance market, creating thousands of jobs, and drive positive change in black, brown, and indigenous communities. So this was all for this year's budget. This is something y'all should care about. You should care about this because we heard the partner earlier, Demoskratos? I just badged that name, sorry. But that partner was right, she's right, in essence that if you don't mess with politics, politics will mess with you. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not just being at the table, it's also about having our own recipe. You know, they try to spoon feed us these spaghetti sauces that taste like nothing. At the end of the day, we need our own recipe. And that means pulling up at elections and not saying to Denis Coderre or Valérie Plante, hey, you need our vote. Here's what we want in exchange. Demanding it. And definitely voting against what we've historically voted for. Meaning, if it's going to be Denis Coderre answering what we need, I'm all for Denis Coderre. If it's going to be Valérie Plante, I'm all for it. If it's none of them, I'm all for supporting either a Will Prosper, Balarama Holness, Emily Nicola, whoever's willing to have the courage to run. And running doesn't mean you win. Mm-hmm. You know what running is for? It's for disrupting the status quo.
Yeah.
Running is to say, you know what? We're not going to get slapped in the face no more. Mm-hmm. Even if you lose. That's why it takes some people that put their ego aside and just say, you know what? We're going to split the vote. Mm-hmm. We're going to go this way just because you or you, Denis, or you, Valérie, are not willing to listen. Yeah. All right? So it's very important to understand this. And it's worked at the federal government so far. Hasn't worked at the provincial government. Why? Because they don't care. Frankie Legault doesn't care about none. He doesn't care about you, me. Frankie don't care. He does not. Frankie is a G. And by G, I mean gangster. Frankie does not care about you as a black or brown person. I said it on air. I'm on script. Why? Because if you looked at the news yesterday, Frankie Legault was asked, hey, Frankie, what is the price of an apartment in Montreal?
Oh, boy. What was the response? I did not see this.
You know what Frankie Legault said?
What did he say?
He said, in front of everybody, with a big smile on his face, well, I think it's about $500 to $600
you know
a month.
What?
And then he kind of really pivoted quick. He goes, well, it starts at that, and it goes very fast up to $1,000. What you have to understand is Frankie Legault lives in a $3 million
right.
house.
Right, I was just going to say that.
Frankie Legault is the founder.
On whose dime?
Frankie Legault is the founder of Air Transat, who just got $700 million from the government. So if you think, once again, that you don't mess with politics, but you're going to walk for Black Lives Matter, well, let me tell you something. It's one thing to walk. It's another thing to talk. So if you walked for Black Lives Matter, your butt, your beautiful black brown butt should show up in this year's municipal election. That has to do with the garbage removal. That has to do with social housing. That has to do with the roads. That has to do if we have a dying Caravana. It's dying because Valérie Plante don't care. Right. It's dying because they don't give two F's about us. All right. So if you care about all these things that are in our community, in our city, you got to vote at the municipal election. If you care about education, if you care about even immigration to a certain extent, if you care about medical, if you care about health.
Are we going to keep the people up to date with those things?
Like, we have to. We really have to. We really have to. If you care about these things, that's provincial. If you care about entrepreneurship, social development, immigration wholeheartedly is a federal matter. All right? Youth is the priority of Justin Trudeau. It's actually his mandate. There's no federal minister of youth. It's actually Justin Trudeau's mandate. So if you care about our youth, that's federal. So federal and municipal is this year, 2021. Provincial next year, 2022. All right? So this was it for the world news. Hopefully you guys stay tuned. We're going to keep you updated as to when the programs roll out. But one program I can speak on, for having fought for it tremendously, is the $221 million for black entrepreneurs. If you're a black entrepreneur, at the end of May, next month, you need to have your business plan ready. Your credit score should be up to par. If it's not, OFC and other nonprofits will be able to assist you in building that credit score. But the loans are going to go from $10,000 to $250,000. All you have to do is have a registered business. If your business is registered, you are good to go. So make sure you stay tuned. If you need more information, reach out to the OFC.
Quick question to you, Thierry. Do you know the interest rates on the loans? Do they know them?
I do, but I can't disclose it. Okay. Yes, but in the next 3 weeks, we'll break it down on the Empower Hour because, awesome. To be frank with you, we're still finalizing the fine prints, and it's not on our side. It's not black people slowing this down, and I don't want to use the word slow. It's not in our hands. We made our recommendations. We asked for certain rates. Let me tell you something. They're better than what you have right now.
Okay.
Way better. But we're waiting on the government and the financial institutions to finalize the amount. The good news is this is going to be a black-led and black-adjudicated program. So you will not have to go to people that don't understand your business. So for all the barbershops out there, for all the nail salons, for all the tech entrepreneurs, for all the people even in the spirit industry, anybody that has a business, you won't have to convince a white person that Cremas is a good business to invest in.
Okay.
You won't have to convince them that the Asian community has been making tremendous money with our black and brown sisters by selling them hair, right? So you won't have to convince anybody of that, because you're going to be speaking to black people. It's going to be black people that are understanding your community. And if they don't understand your community, check out facecoalition.com, because you need to escalate your request. Don't stop at just somebody saying, I'm not sure I believe in your project. Make sure you escalate, and you'll definitely have the right people to surround you, help you not just survive in this pandemic, but thrive post-pandemic as a black entrepreneur. Woo. All right? Amen. So remember, stay tuned, and I love y'all. Stay blessed, black, highly favored. Hey-o!
Kaya, what you got, Kaya?
So,
entertainment time by Kaya.
Ciao. Let me tell you something. The world is messy. The world is messy. I am over the people right now. Okay.
Messy or messy?
Messy. M-E-S-S-Y. I feel like a good country girl right now. I'm telling you the amount of messy that I'm seeing. So, someone sent this to me, and I felt like it was something that we needed to touch on, because I'm just like, are we not past this? But a teacher is under fire right now for a viral photo of her foot on a black student's neck.
Goodness.
And the parent says that it was a joke. They're saying that...
What?
A joke. A teacher has words with a student about not having done his work. And she said, well, you going to do that work? And he says, I ain't doing it, Miss Such and Such. And she said, if you don't do it, I'm going to put my foot on your neck. Now, where she thought that that was okay to say in the first place is wrong. But she says, I'm going to put my foot on your neck. And so one of the students supposedly say, I bet you won't get down there and let her put her foot on your neck. The little boy gets on the floor. She puts her foot on his neck, and the other student snaps a picture.
Which state is that in?
This is...
It's ridiculous.
It can't be in Canada.
This is in... It's, oh, that in Greenville. So this is... No, this is in
Greenville, North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Yeah, it had to be the South.
Yeah. For so sure. They end up taking the picture and sending the picture to the little boy's mom, and she kind of laughed it off, and she said, well, I know that this teacher is not a racist, and she doesn't have those type of intentions, oh, and I know God. That it just had to have
intentions
been
don't matter
a joke.
Anymore.
I just puked in my mouth.
So the mother's child stands on her stance that she believes that it was a joke, so they won't be, like, I guess they won't be pursuing it themselves. But I think that it has been picked up, I guess, because of the news. Someone has picked up the story, and her sister is actually
not having
She's not having it. So her sister is going to go after the school and the teacher about
this.
Hell
yeah. Go. Get that money.
So I feel like, yeah, sis, you're doing the right thing, because sometimes the example has to be made.
It's the idea that you need to use the N-word to be a racist. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of people that have never said the N-word that are actually super racist and bigoted.
Exactly.
Right. So in other news, we know that there was a little girl, Makai Bryant, who was fatally shot down in her back by police. Some video footage of a man actually stabbing the police. Stabbing a police officer in the chest. One where a police officer is being stabbed in the neck. And they are taken down with tasers, and a couple officers jump on top of them and restrain them. And so we just want answers, and we just want this to stop happening. So,
and in that video, the perpetrators being violent with the officers themselves.
Yeah.
So he's face fronting them and yelling and insulting them.
And they just
them.
Tasered him.
Yeah, four of them. Four Absolutely. Officers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we want the biases to stop. And I don't want to dwell too much on those types of situations. We know it's happening, and we know what we're supposed to be fighting for right now. But I have to say the words, because we are people and a product of a blame society. So yeah. I just feel like we just got to stop it. And it's sad that we have to bring up all these different examples to say, well, see, this person did this and you guys didn't do that. But, you know, it has to be said. So I'm just
and it's important to mention the Makai Bryant's case. It's grown woman showed up to her house to beat her up.
Okay.
And in the United States of America, you are allowed to protect yourself on your property.
Mm-hmm.
She was on her property. Mind you, the cop might have not known this, but she was on her property defending herself. So technically, if you want to be legal about it, it don't matter if she had a knife. If you own my property, I'm allowed to have a gun and shoot you down in the United States. So I don't want to hear nobody say she was going to kill somebody. We won't know now.
Exactly.
We won't know what she was going to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyways.
Yeah. So with that situation, I digress.
Right.
Because I
could do an hour on that.
I'm just waiting to start seeing the frying. You know what I'm saying? I got a good old pot and some oil, and I'm just, waiting to see the frying. So I'm trying to figure out. I don't know where I want to go with this, but
do we have some good news, Kaya?
So
a little good news?
No, listen. I'm gonna tell the tea. I got to talk about the tea. Did y'all see Jocelyn Hernandez?
I was hoping you would talk about that.
Who?
And Wendy Williams.
Yes.
No.
So a friend of mine calls me. She says, "Girl, you got to go on Wendy Williams." Now, I only watch Wendy if she tells me, "Okay, put on Wendy." So I go on Wendy.
Right.
She's like, "Girl, Jocelyn is high."
She was high?
Hold on. No. So I go and I watch it. I had to call my girlfriend back. I said, "Girl, she is sober as the judge. Listen to me." She didn't stutter. The Puerto Rican princess had her speech therapist on speed dial because she didn't stutter a lick. But I'm going to tell you, she came in blazing, both barrels blazing for Wendy Williams. She came on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy also said that she was screaming for about an hour on the phone with the producers before they actually let her on the show, because she said she had something she wanted to say. She said, "Wendy, you would think that because you're not in this abusive relationship anymore, hence was your reason why you were so nasty before, that you would have tried to change a little bit.
Right.
You need to start giving black women they props. I want my flowers when I come on your show this time because I made some changes and I want you to recognize those changes. The things that you want to talk about me, I don't want to talk about those things. You know, Shady Wendy, right? So she tries to bring it for Jocelyn, but Jocelyn just shut her down.
It was beautiful.
Both bowed. It was poetic.
I loved it.
It was poetic.
And Wendy's trying to say, oh, could we unplug the TV? No, bitch.
She
cannot
unplug the TV.
Can we just cut this?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
No, sis,
she's like dismissing her. No. She came. Like you said, she came with her speech therapist, Jocelyn, because you know she had an impediment.
Yeah.
But she said everything very clearly.
Oh, and she wasn't using her B's for V's.
Right?
She was
It hit my spirit like something. It was like the gospel to me.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Wendy Williams deserved all of that. All of it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think that she's gotten away with a lot of stuff, and sometimes it takes for the right one to serve her her just desserts. Mm-hmm. She did it to Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And Whitney Houston died before she got a chance to really vindicate herself. She's done it to so many other artists, and yeah, some of them are like punching her in the face and smacking her, but we don't want us to have to go out like that. But sis, you're going to take this reading, right. And that's what Jocelyn
Wait, for,
did.
For us ignorant people, such as myself, Who's Jocelyn Hernandez?
Oh my gosh. She's also Love and Hip Hop star.
Stevie J's ex-girl.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Okay.
You mean Stevie.
Stevie. Yeah.
Stevie J.
Stevie.
Pete, you know who that is?
No, I didn't know who it was.
Okay.
You guys, you know, I never know. But I'm telling everybody now, if you guys check on Empower Hour, I just shared that clip that Kaya's talking about. All right?
Okay, so, I'm going to go check
that
out.
There you go.
So so if you're not watching Love and Hip Hop, go and get caught up from the beginning. Jocelyn Hernandez right now has Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Yes.
The show is actually super fire, and she says that it's the number one show. They say it's the number one show in the country right now. So go and check her out. It's worth the watch. Jocelyn is super entertaining.
Yeah, she's herself.
So
that's
Wendy,
why I
when,
like her.
Wendy
yeah,
Williams
she has nothing
show.
To hide. Go on our page for the Wendy Williams stuff. But I'm just saying her show, Jocelyn's show.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if you know who Jocelyn Hernandez is, your ass better vote.
Yeah, you okay?
Pretty
you
much.
You better be voting.
Pretty
you better
much.
Be voting.
So in other hip-hop news, we know that other hip-hop, Love and Hip-Hop stars, Mendeecees and Yandy Harris. So
Yandy Smith?
Yandy Smith and Mendeecee
Harris. I know Yandy,
yeah,
actually.
Yandy,
that was
Yandy.
So
really?
Sad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's good people. So we know that Mendeecees went to jail early on in the first seasons of Love and Hip Hop, and Yandy was the super supportive girlfriend, fiance. She even went as far as doing like a mock marriage for them, even though they didn't get married because she didn't want the people to be able to come after her finances and stuff. But she married him to be able to go and see him in jail. She did all kinds of stuff. She stuck by him the entire time. She helped raise his children. And on a recent show that they have, it's like a marriage boot camp type of show. She asked him if the shoe was on the other foot, would he hold her down the way that she held him down? And his answer was shocking. And I feel like if I had time, I would let you guys listen to a snippet of it. But I want you guys to go and watch these shows and listen to some of these real life experiences that these people have. We can actually learn from. He said he would not hold her down.
He said he didn't know.
Yeah. But the fact that he had to say that, questioned it.
You don't know means no.
Right.
Someone commented.
I don't know
just
means
like,
no.
Someone commented and said Papoose would never.
Exactly.
That's right.
Not everybody is Papoose. It's not everybody. Papoose is not everywhere. That is so true. That was sad. That hurt my heart.
Because
she cried so much. She cried from the pit of her.
Wait, who cried? I'm lost now.
Mandy. So, yeah, Yandy. Yeah,
Yandy cried a lot. It was sad.
She
was
dealt
so sad.
With a lot.
Damn,
for the years.
To,
and he was
have to hit
many
her up.
Years.
Yeah, he was in federal prison, y'all. That no
yeah,
shame.
Yandy Smith Harris. And ladies, you know what? I had to talk about this because I want to say that we are we come from a culture of ride or die girls.
Absolutely.
And I just feel like I always say this. You better know who you riding and dying for, homegirl,
okay.
Because he might not do
that's
the same
right
for you.
You
and you know what? Through my own experiences, I recognize recognize this also, and hence why recently I've made some changes in my own life about the type of men that I entertain and what I'm doing with my life. You guys are saying yes. I recently got rid of a 13-year relationship based off of these types of scenarios. Wow. You not willing to hold me down the way that I would hold you down, then we need to part ways.
You got rid of 13 years relationships or ship?
Ship. Yeah.
See, I'm not the only one.
I was like, yo, Narc's in the building, right?
We just gotta keep it vague
it's
enough
not
for
me
the people,
only.
You know?
Just saying.
We gotta keep it vague enough. You know, they be trying to pinpoint what's going on. Okay, so do I have 1 minute?
Go ahead. Okay. We got 8 minutes, 7 minutes left.
Okay,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say this. So beachgoers discover over $1.5 million worth of cocaine washed up along the Palm Beach shore. And they turn it in. I don't know about you guys.
We would have never heard about it if they hadn't, but that shit crazy.
They are nuts. Okay, so I'm just going to say this. Go over to my Facebook and leave comments there to let me know whether you would have turned it in or if you would have got rich. Let me know if your new name is Al Pacino.
Al
Scarface.
Pacino.
Or are you from Narcos? You let me know. Who are you?
All right. That was hilarious.
I just want to know.
All right. So let's do this very quickly. We got 6 minutes left. You guys got to answer fast today because you guys are doing scenarios.
Oh, I love scenarios.
Father. Do we got the drop? Coming?
It's time for Coffee Conversations. Okay, right. No beat today. All right.
And now it's time for Coffee.
It's all late.
It's all good.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going in order of how you guys sit, okay? P, Gina, T, okay. Kaya, right? Okay. All right, so the first scenario, today we're doing scenarios. It's just long. It's just, you could just turn that down. All right, so the first scenario is you accidentally sent a sexy message or a sexy voice message to one of your parents by accident.
My parents.
How are you explaining or apologizing for what you just sent after they're calling you down about it?
Yeah, that wasn't for you.
We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is
unavailable. You'd have to talk to them about it at some point.
We're sorry. My mom wouldn't be a problem. My dad, I'd be mortified.
What would you say to your father?
I'd be like, sorry, Daddy.
I would say, Mom, Dad, I know how you made me, so shut your mouth.
Wow. Okay. I hope you don't talk to your parents like that. Okay, go ahead.
I'll just start singing The Apple Don't Fall Too Far from the Tree. I'm just like you and you're just like me.
Okay, hey. There you go. All right, so you're in the grocery store. Number two, you're in the grocery store and you're about to take a tomato from the pile and a fellow grocery store shopper pulls down their mask and coughs over the tomato. Tell the shopper your exact thoughts about them in the situation at that moment.
You know, I'm non-confrontational. I'm just walking away. I can't.
You're not taking the tomatoes anymore?
No, I'm not taking them.
Gina?
Are you raised in the wild?
You really want tomatoes for your tomatoes?
I'm not getting that now. It's disgusting.
I would tell him, do you kiss your mom with that nasty COVID mouth of yours?
Kaya.
Hey, daughter, y'all, what do you? That is very nasty. Disgusting.
I was hoping one of you guys would say something like that.
I should kiss her teeth.
I was really hoping because of you guys. All
I'm
right.
vexed right now.
I feel like that happened right now.
See? Scenarios are the best. I get to know you guys' personality. The next one, number three. You're standing in line, as we all have to stand in line now at the SAQ, and all of a sudden, everyone starts running. Out of nowhere. What are you going to do? Do you start running or do you stand still?
No, you have to run by default. You have to run too, by default.
It's the rule.
Black people always run.
I don't know. I got a little white in my blood, so I'm going to tell you. First things first, I start putting liquor inside my bag.
But you're in line.
Anything that's around me is in the bag. Because then we're running out the door with the people. I'm part of the looters crew.
I'm running inside that.
I'll take that back.
Running around like a crazy inside the FAQ. I'm running, though.
I take that back. Black people always die in the horror film. So I probably stay. I'll probably stick around.
You're like, the stag still, so you're just going to let everybody run past you?
Just like in a movie.
Okay, next one. I'm just going to, disclaimer, it's not a beach wedding, okay? But you're going to a wedding with your male cousin and he's wearing a very nice suit. I chose Tom Ford because of your cologne. But he decides to wear sandals with his feet out. His bunions are hanging out. His toenails are undone and unkept. And the fungus on his big toe is saying, hello, it's me. Right? In a few words, tell your cousin to change his shoes.
What are those? Give a blatant point at his feet, like, my G, change that. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Gina. I'm saying, Pharaoh, can you just wear some socks, please?
No fungus on my feet. Thank you
so much. I go, man, 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 man. Move, trick. Get out the way. Get out the way.
That's what you're going to tell them? All right.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Kaya?
You can catch a salmon swimming upstream with them eagle's claws. You got to cut the. Do something about those, sir. Where's your wife? Where's your wife? Don't, I don't think you should marry her. I think you're making a mistake. She didn't tell you about them toes. I'm going to say it all. Cousin, I think we need to think about this girl. Never mind the toes. Put your socks back on. Let's leave.
Number five. This is the last one. It's games night and your spouse insists on being on your team to play charades or taboo, but you know they suck at these games, but your intent is to win. Tell your spouse they cannot be on your team. And they're on that DJ Khaled. Oh, we the best. Tell them they can't be on your team. Go.
Yo, I'm not doing it. Yo, I'm on that. My spouse is on my team. G, it's just a game. After that, I have to go back home. My spouse is like,
I was like, I'm not doing
I'm not
that.
Even telling her that. No.
Gina.
Clearly, I've been single for a long time. I play to win. So, I love you and all. But be on the other team. We together all the time already. We married. We ain't got to be on everything together.
I'd say diversity is important. Let's go. Let's switch it up.
Okay.
I'm sick, so I go to sleep on the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I close my eyes. I fall asleep anywhere anyway.
All right, so kings and queens, this was Call for Conversations and the Empower Hour. We are now live on CKUT every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the...
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.